Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I started out the show a couple hours ago when we first went on the air talking about the violence that took place across the country. And, you know, the abortion issue is something we've been discussing as a culture and a society for decades. I am pro-life. I think it is important for us to recommit to not just acting like human beings who are innocent human beings, whether they're babies or whether they're senior citizens or whether they're, you know, people who are deemed to be not fully functional in society. I don't think we should ever allow an attitude to exist where innocent human beings are disposable. And I think that has taken over the mindset of our country. And I think it's a sick situation that we've got to rectify culturally and legally. But the other issue here that I want to bring up for just a second before I go to our next guest is we are devolving as a society, as a civilized society, when we begin to accept that whenever something happens that we don't like, we're going to just allow people to go into the streets and behave badly and illegally. I accept there are tons of issues out there that I'm going to disagree with people on, and I will have hours and hours and days and months, years of conversation and debate over it. That's okay with me. What's not okay is for me to live in a society where I have to fear on a Friday morning when the Supreme Court decision comes down on abortion that by Friday night, there are people who are my neighbors who think it's okay to go and smash car windows, set things on fire, attack police officers. It doesn't sound like it was as bad on Friday night and Saturday night here in Richmond as it was in 2020, but there's still an attitude that that is acceptable. And I think responsible people in this community, Republican, Democrat, pro-life, pro-choice, whatever, we need to all stand up and say we're not going to tolerate lawlessness in this community. It's the leftists who are doing it. So don't act like, if you turn your head, you're not responsible for it. If you're a Democrat legislator, if you're a Democrat leader in this community, my expectation is that you stand up and say, I agree with your position, but you're not going to be allowed to break the law and to harm other people in this community. Did you hear that this weekend? Did you hear that on Friday? I did not. And I think that is pretty telling about the types of people we have in leadership positions here in Richmond, Virginia, and quite frankly, across the country. I mean, at least Joe Biden mentioned being against violence in his speech at the White House. I was appreciative. I disagree with Joe Biden about almost everything else he said at the White House, but at least he said, don't go out and be violent. I think he kind of knew people were going to do it anyway, which troubles me. But we cannot devolve civilization-wise with that. So I think that's important to discuss. Outside of this particular issue. Now, someone who has been on the front lines of the pro-life movement for decades is Victoria Cobb. She heads the Family Foundation. And Victoria, I'm glad to have you here this morning. What's your reaction after Friday's decision and what you witnessed dialogue-wise this weekend?
Well, thanks so much for having me. I love getting to chat with you, especially on a day like today where we're coming off of obviously a ruling that we think is the ruling that was overdue, 50 years overdue. You know, this is something where we believe it was wrongly decided. And I think even legal scholars on the left that are really themselves personally pro-choice know that Roe was not on strong constitutional ground. And so now we finally have the court saying, yes, this is the case. And it really is, for people who disagree, it really is simply a case of returning it to the right place, which is the will of the people, that the legislators are going to be the ones elected by the people to make the decisions around abortion. And I think we'd all, when we step away from the issue, I think we could all say, yeah, rather than 9 elected judges imposing something, we should try to do these things in that manner. That is what our democracy holds. And so we're thrilled. That doesn't change the status of Virginia. We are not a state that has a trigger law. We don't have something that overnight changed because of this decision. So we still have the same work we had set before us before this decision. It is still here to change the hearts and minds of Virginians and to change the law from which we believe right now is way out of step with the average Virginian. We had 2 years of liberal pro-abortion rule in our state House, Senate, and governor, and it brought in the most extreme abortion policy. So our goal is to kind of move back towards at least a place of consensus in Virginia around the issue of life.
Well, what is the current law in Virginia? Help, just so we're clear, when can you have an abortion in the Commonwealth of Virginia if you're pregnant?
Yeah, typically up until the second trimester, but there are exceptions and reasons that you can actually have one all the way up until the point of birth. That's supposed to be done as a rare medical reason. But unfortunately in Virginia, because of the way our law is written, we're still trying to really actually at the Family Foundation, we've been working to get the answers of exactly what are the diagnoses that are considered allowable to get that late term abortion. Because interestingly enough, we've been blocked from that information. The law has some vague words around what that is. And we want to make sure that's not things like, hey, we have a Down syndrome diagnosis, so we're going to have a late term abortion to handle that. So we're still working on clarity even around something that Virginians overwhelmingly disagree with: late-term abortion, overwhelmingly disagree with taxpayer dollars for abortion. So we might not all be on the same page about first trimester things and what happens there, but we absolutely have a law that we think is beyond where the voter is here.
Now, Governor Youngkin stepped into this weekend, and I was very pleased to see that the governor is leading in a forward position, saying that he wants to introduce legislation, if I understood him correctly, that will restrict abortion after 15 weeks. So that's what, 4 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, a little after what we know is the first trimester. Have you seen a draft of legislation? Do you buy into that initial proposal that the governor threw out there?
Well, I think what we're seeing is him stepping forward and saying, look, this was the law that was actually in contention at the Supreme Court that Mississippi had passed with 15 weeks. And I think he's stepping in and saying, look, we might not all agree what happens at first trimester. It might be really hard in Virginia to pass something beyond 15 weeks, but we really do and can come around at 15 weeks. There's just such humanity that is so clear to everyone at that point, you know, fingers and toes and a heartbeat and actually feeling pain. We know this from, you know, in utero surgery. And so he's saying, look, that seems to be a reasonable consensus point. Let's work towards that as a starting point. And I think that's exactly where he should be. And we're thrilled to be led by a pro-life governor that didn't just sit back and, you know, say, hey, that's a good thing. You know, we are what we are. He actually is trying to, you know, bring some people around the table and see what we can get done.
Do you think that that proposal is possible in Virginia? It's not with the current representation at the state capitol, but do you think it's possible to get to a place where that could be the new law in Virginia?
I mean, this is the tricky thing, right? We have a pro-life House, a pro-life governor, pro-life attorney general, all the things in place except for a pro-life Senate. And that's the challenge. We have, you know, in theory, it's a 21-19 split partisan-wise, more Democrats than Republicans. There's one Democrat that says he's pro-life. Unfortunately, he had two opportunities this year to prove that and chose not to. And so we really can't rely on that. Now, that same senator is out in the news saying, at the point at which a child feels pain, I might be willing to consider it. So he's saying that, although he puts in, he was over the weekend talking about 20, 22 weeks, something in that. So he's talking later than the governor is, but there's dialogue happening. So I think it's not impossible that it could happen under this Senate, but we all know the most important thing is going to be next year's Senate elections. And, you know, we really believe that Virginians knew exactly what was at stake in this election, and they knew where our governor stood. So there were clear, you know, Terry McAuliffe really tried to make the election about abortion. He saw the Texas heartbeat bill and tried to make that central, said, look, if you elect this guy, this Youngkin guy, you know, he's going to be pro-life and he's going to take us to where Texas is. Yeah. And the Virginia voters said, no, we're fine with that. You know, we're comfortable with that. And so I think we'll be okay. I think we really could see an electorate that says, look, we're good with picking a pro-life Senate. And so these senators have been out of step with the public. I think they may pay a cost. You know, they may have a cost with the ballot box.
Well, in their language and behavior, and not just the senators, but some of the activists, the quote-unquote pro-choice activists, are just, their behavior's been atrocious over the weekend. I mean, I'm shocked by some of the things I've seen on the internet with people protesting in the most vulgar ways. And before we go, what would you say if someone who was pro-choice, presumably not an insane person who's screaming and yelling and throwing, you know, red paint on people, but someone who sincerely has grown up in the last 50 years and believes that pro-choice is the responsible moral position in America, what would you do to try to change their mind? Or what would you say to try to change them? Because that's going to be the challenge for those of us who are pro-life over the course of the next 18 months, I guess, 24 months.
Oh, absolutely. And our belief is that no woman should find herself in an unplanned pregnancy without support. And our goal is that women understand there is a false choice being presented to them. There's either a flourishing life and an abortion, or, you know, this terrible life in front of them with a child. We believe there are so many more options. One is, we can wrap support around that woman and she can choose motherhood and still have a flourishing life. And there are so many women that can tell that story of going to college and still being able to have a career and all the things that Planned Parenthood will tell them is not true. Or there's an option where a woman says, look, I'm going to carry this child to term. I'm not ready to be that child's parent. And I'm going to allow one of the 150 adoption entities in Virginia to step in and place my child in a home where they get life and wonderful parents. So we would just say, look, there are so many better options that abortion is not your only choice.
Hey, Victoria.
And people that are pro-choice think that's the case.
I'd like to spend some time on the show over the course of the next 2 weeks highlighting some of those resources. So if you don't mind, that's off air, I'd like to talk to you so that I can arm people with that information, because I think that's important. I really do think there are people out there who want to provide for kids, and are, you know, the knock on conservatives is you're not really about the baby, you're just about forcing someone to have a baby, and I don't think that's true, and I think we need to push back on that. So I'm willing to spend some time on the radio talking about it, and I think that's important. I appreciate you coming on today, Victoria.
Well, thanks so much for having me, appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.